Adam Gilchrist joins us from the UK. Hey, Adam.
Hey, how's it going, Brady?
Well, thanks. How's Boris Johnson going? Good. Give us an update.
He's having a hell of a week. He'll be mightily happy when we get a Friday here in the weekend. Well, there again, there'll probably be some revelations at the weekend. The latest is that essentially, if not him, then certainly bigwigs, in inverted commas, in the Conservative Party have been crossing the line in their threatening other MPs not to rebel against Boris Johnson. Excuse me. We know that... Oh, there was that frog come from. It's gone. I beg your pardon.
You're right.
We know that there were meant to be 20 Conservative MPs who were sort of writing their letters of no confidence, we were told. William Ragg and the guy who also defected, so a senior Conservative MP and the guy who defected to the Labour Party, have both said they know of colleagues and themselves being threatened over things that have nothing to do with Conservative Party politics. So either bad publicity personally or constituency funding, public projects, having money withdrawn. One was said that the money would be withdrawn from the local football club if they didn't support Boris Johnson. If they carried out their rebellion, then these things would happen. Now, we know that politics is full of, you know, persuasion and cajoling and leaning, and there's some dark arts that go on. But the idea of, say, blocking a publicly funded project in order to make a point on behalf of a beleaguered prime minister, that is an extraordinary thought. And Boris Johnson has said he's seen no evidence of blackmail. But seeing no evidence doesn't mean that it didn't happen. Doesn't mean he's not even saying it didn't happen. If not another nail in the coffin, it's certainly another blow to the Prime Minister.
Okay, Russia and the Ukraine in the news big time. Joe Biden put it front and centre. Are the Brits helping the Ukraine?
Yeah, and maybe even more. It's interesting that NATO nations have a very different approach, each one. I mean, there are 30 members of NATO, and each one seems to have a different approach to Ukraine. But by and large, a lot of Western nations are thinking, yeah, we need to support Ukraine, given the 100,000 Russian soldiers the other side of the border. So we know that the UK has already sent 2,000 anti-tank missile launchers to bolster the Ukraine's armed forces, but accompanied by 100 army personnel. So there's a very small unit of army personnel right now in Ukraine with these anti-tank missiles. The Defence Secretary here, Ben Wallace, I mean, he may be in Australia talking AUKUS and intelligence sharing, but he had time to say, nothing can be ruled out in helping Ukraine's self-defense. Britain stands by its allies. It really is becoming a big build-up thing. And when you have Ukraine talking about its army and how they can repel Russia and how they have the manpower and now seemingly some extra kit. The UK is not the only country to have sent some weaponry. You do wonder where we're heading with this. And, you know, we kind of worry, don't we? Ukraine 2022, let's hope it's not a Poland 1939. Oh, boy.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. I have to say, it does not look good. Have a great weekend, Adam.